It's time to get behind the lyrics, the music, and the artist. You're listening to Music's Journey on musicsjourney.com, presented by nowandthenmagazine.com, your music and entertainment online magazine. I'm John Marshall. With her special guests, here's your host, Kim Sear.
I am so excited about today's show. We have very special guests that have stopped by at Music's Journey. So 1 week after the release of their sophomore slump album, their brand new album, CCMA winners and Juno nominees, the Reklaws are here to announce a digital tour. Really cool. So you guys are going to love this news. So it's going to be starting up really soon. It's going to be happening next week. So we're going to sit here and we're going to have a great conversation with Jenna and Stuart about what's coming up. Welcome to the show.
Yay!
What an intro.
How are you guys doing?
We're good. I mean, we're as good as you can be, you know, nowadays. Mm. But yeah, we're good.
You guys have had one hell of a ride.
We have. We definitely have.
Do you remember, but when you guys were really, really nervous coming off of the Boots and Hearts stage? I was back in behind Casey, and I did your very last interview night.
No way.
Yes.
Wow.
So
how the time flies.
I was there right from the very beginning, so that is a really cool journey I've been watching you guys do.
That's crazy. That seems like such a blur up until now.
What a start.
About 5 lifetimes ago.
I know. Yeah. I know. Look what's happened to you guys since then. This has been pretty awesome.
Thank you.
Now, you guys have got an amazing digital tour that you're starting off next week, and that has been presented by Scene Music. So tell everybody about that.
Yeah. I mean, we put out an album a couple weeks ago. Maybe 2 weeks ago. I forget. Time just is gone in my head. But yeah, and we didn't know what to do. I mean, it's a weird time to do anything right now. And most people aren't putting music out because they can't go and they can't tour it. But we thought, I think people need music so much right now because they're leaning on that a lot to get them through a lot of things. So we decided to put it out and we decided to do a virtual tour. And I mean, we did not know what we were getting into. We had no idea how to do it or where to even start, but we knew that each of the songs on this new record means so much to us. There's stories behind each song, and we wanted to tell those stories. So it's a virtual tour. Yes, we're playing a bunch of songs, but we're also telling stories, and it's almost like has a documentary vibe around it, around each song. So we're excited for everyone to see it.
That's really, really cool, because I know that you guys are going to have a question answer period time as well, where the fans get to interact with you and ask questions. So I think that's going to be pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Now, you guys released Where I'm From, and that was in July of this year. Tell us about that song and what it means to you.
Well, Where I'm From, we wrote last year in Nashville, I want to say May of 2019. And since the day we wrote it, in the writing room, we even looked at each other. We were like, something special about this song. It was very much ourselves. Every lyric in the verse, when we were writing it, we were like, if we're going to do this, we want to write lyrics that are true to us and things we've actually experienced, because we don't want to be fake in any way. A lot of people in, especially in country, will say that they've done certain things, but are born downtown Toronto. So we wanted to be honest with every lyric that we wrote. And when it came to making the music video, we had a big thing mapped out before the pandemic hit, and then it all went down, and we were no longer able to actually film the music video. So our director, Ben Nechtel, took 39 hours of home video footage of us as kids.
Oh, wow.
And condensed it into that 3-minute music video that Where I'm From is now. And I think it turned out better than it could have ever, because of the scenario we were in.
It's done so well. You know, you guys have streamed that video, and it's just, everybody loves that. And it's, you know, turned out so incredibly well. What a great song.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. We're very proud of that one.
It's hard for me not to get a little bit, you know, choked up when I see the journey the two of you have had, and just remembering that first day I met you guys. Coming off that stage, to be able to watch the journey of two artists that have gone right from the start, and such a huge difference in your lives. Do you remember what it was like to play on that stage?
Oh, of course. It was terrifying. It was like the biggest crowd at that time that we'd played for, I want to say. Jenna, I at the time was more the lead singer. I was just a guy shaking like a leaf with a guitar in the background. We tried to make everybody think, or at least like trick everybody into thinking that we were cooler than we were back then, for sure.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You guys are pretty cool, so I wouldn't say that. So you guys were so down to earth, and I think that's why it stuck out for me, because that both had that humble, really, you spoke from your heart, and you knew that the music meant so much to the two of you.
Mm-hmm. That's so amazing. Like, I think about the girl who I was back then, and just trying so hard to get anyone to like one piece of what we did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is so exhausting and so crazy, but I feel like that's just, everyone has to go through that. I mean, it's so humbling going through that, because you just appreciate this so much more. You appreciate the success, you appreciate the people along the way, because for the people that believed in you from the get-go, mm-hmm. you, those people you can't take for granted, because they saw it before anyone else did.
Yeah, that's, you know, that stage has launched a lot of careers here in Canada, and man, are we stacked for Canadian talent. And the two of you, holy cow, 6 golds. Like, this is just crazy, crazy, you know, how fast you guys hit.
Oh, thank you. This is, it's always nice to have people remind us of the things we've accomplished, because so much of the time we're just looking forward to what's next and what we mm-hmm. can do.
Well, Juno nominees and CCN awards, you know, like, you guys have
been... No, stop.
Accolades galore. Come on. You guys have done really well. When you guys wrote Where I'm From, that one, as I said, has really stood out for a lot of people this year. And a lot of people can really relate to that song. And then you released Not Gonna Not. Tell us about that one, because that was just a few weeks ago. So this one is such a cool song.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Stu, you got to tell this story, because it was Stuart who came up with that title.
Mm. Yeah, it's one of my, as I say, one of my most shallow ideas to date. I was watching the classic movie Step Brothers with Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. It's at the point in the movie when they become friends. I don't know if you've seen the movie, but they become friends eventually, and they're showing each other their artifacts and their, like, toys, basically, in their bedroom. Mm. And Will Ferrell brings out a samurai sword, and he says, "You see this smudge on the samurai sword?" And John C. Reilly, yes. He's like, "Well, this is Randy Jackson from American Idol's autograph." He's like, "Why do you have that on a martial arts weapon?" He's like, "Well, I bumped into him. It's the only thing I had on me. And you're not going to not get Randy Jackson's autograph." And I just thought that was, I thought it was a cool double entendre. So I stole it. I stole the idea from Will Ferrell, and it's in the top 30 now on country radio.
Guys, so there's a lot of depth.
Well said, Jenna. Well said.
I love the bunk bed scene in that movie. That is funny.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
The bunk beds are a terrible idea. Why would you let us do that?
Oh, too funny. Now, you guys got a lot of songs on here that, you know, everybody loves. And at the same time, you got 6 new ones. So tell everybody about that.
Yeah, I mean, we've had these songs for a while now. We've been playing them to ourselves through our iPhones for probably over a year, some of them even longer. Mm-hmm. And we just knew that they were... The problem is that when you continue to write, you lose track of songs. You forget about them because you're so excited about the new ones you're writing. So this was important to us, to get some of these out into the world so that people can make them their own, so that we don't lose track. And each of these songs kind of just fell into place of us telling stories about things we've been through. Each of them means something different, and it's just cool to do it together, I think, because we each have different stories and we support each other in what we've been through. And I think this virtual tour is really going to lay that out for people. People are going to be able to hear exactly what happened and exactly what we went through and how these songs relate to it. So we're super stoked about it.
I think the fans are going to love that. And especially, you know, being able to give the opportunity to be able to speak to you guys, for them to be able to connect with you even more. Because I know it's been really hard for the artists this year, because you had to reinvent yourself in so many ways to figure out how to do this, because it's different feeling when you're on stage and you're performing, you know, in front of an audience, because you can look at them, you can connect with them, you see them singing back the lyrics. It's so difficult when you're doing virtual tour, but, you know, everybody's really adapted well, and they've been able mm-hmm. to really give something special. And I know that you guys will do that for sure. And
I feel like this whole time, everyone's on the same playing field. Like yeah. no one was expecting this and no one knows how to do it. So mm-hmm. like new artists are on the same playing field as like Katy Perry. It's like, who can figure this out? Who's going to figure it out?
It's different too. Like they, it's true that you guys are on a completely even playing field. It's just that they have, you know, teams that get on there and do this stuff. But you guys put out, there's so much out of pocket that, you know, fans don't realize when you're doing stuff like this, because you guys are ready and prepared to do your radio tours. And then when that all stops and you guys can't perform brand new EP, that's so difficult. Mm. And, you know, I'm sure that must have been really hard for you guys.
Yeah.
Sure. No, yeah, that's the whole point, I think, of this virtual tour, because we just wanted to do something to showcase all the songs that we're so proud of. Even though we were looking forward to playing in the summer for everybody, we wanted to find a way for everybody to be able to hear them live at least once before the year's over.
It's going to be nice for them to be able to hear, just because you've released two. And then, you know, you've got a couple on there that we all love. And then adding this new stuff to it. You guys got such a great fan base. And what did you want them to get from this album? Like, this has been your whole life journey?
I mean, it's a scary thing to have to follow up freshman year. I think we were both nervous at that. We didn't mm-hmm. know if we could do it. We didn't know that freshman year was going to hit the way that it did. And it broke barriers for us and it set expectations. And that's terrifying because mm-hmm. you don't know how to follow it up. But we felt so confident with these songs and bringing them to people. And we felt confident in our fans. I think they, through the course of the past 2 years, they've really gotten to know us and they've really accepted us mm-hmm. As we are and the music we put out. So we felt confident in that. And that's all we needed to put this out. And we hope that our fans continue to see that it's almost like a continuation of freshman year. It's just that we've grown up a bit. Mm-hmm. We've stepped into our confidence, I think. Before, we were just learning and trying not to step on too many toes and just listening. And now we feel like we actually have a voice. So,
what is the best advice you can give? Because I know that I always tell artists when we're talking to them, and especially when they're first starting out, you know, you see a lot of the bigger artists at the very end, you know, once they've had all the fame, the big stages, and, you know, a lot of times they don't even recognize themselves. They've forgotten themselves along the way. And Jenna, you just said something so important, because, you know, you guys are being able to do this for you. And that is so, so important, especially at this stage in your career.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, I think our fans are amazing. Like, even just looking at the numbers right away, they were listening to everything. They weren't just listening to Not Gonna Not because it's the single. They listen and they enjoy each of them, and they let us know what they like and they let us know what they don't like. So that's the best part.
If I can say something that I do love about this is the Gramps intro. Mm-hmm. That is awesome.
Yes. Yeah. That's such a crazy thing. We had that recording for a long, long time. It's our grandpa, who's actually speaking in that, passed away 2 years ago.
Oh,
and yeah, it's crazy. And this was him introing, they were interviewing him for a reality TV show we were supposed to have about our family. This was before everything happened. Oh. And they were asking him about our music. And he was like talking like, oh yeah, I like the way they sing, but they cut out a one part of it. He says it's a little jerky, and then he goes, I don't mean to say they're jerks, but I he's like, but I hate loud music. It just about blows my head off. And then boom, man. We go into Not Gonna Not, and that song is loud and it blows your head off. So it felt so good.
I love it.
That's awesome. You know, this is just showing just how much this album really means to you guys. And we can't wait, because we've heard it. We love it. Absolutely love it. It's the best thing so you guys awesome. Have done.
Thank you so much. Such a big compliment. We were terrified putting it out because we recorded it entirely in Toronto in my living room instead of going to Nashville for the first time. So it was a learning experience for both of us. Yes, for sure. Kim, I just want to touch on, one thing you said earlier just about, because I don't know if we ever even answered that question, but just about artists forgetting themselves or getting lost and being like, I'm a different person now, or I just don't even know what person who started this was. Mm-hmm. I think because we do this as siblings, and siblings can build each other up, but also quickly tear each other down. And kind of, if you get too big of a head, it can be shrunk very quickly, I feel.
Yeah.
In this industry, especially if you're working with your sibling every day. So I hope that neither of us ever forget who we are or where we come from or what those two kids that got off the Boots and Heart stage that you met that day mm-hmm. were like, because I hope that we always remain the same because of the situation we're in.
Well, I think because so many fans forget, you know, because you're being steered, you got to have a really, really good support system around you, and you want people to get who you are. You don't want them changing totally. And molding, you know, so much that you guys don't recognize each other and, you know, what you started out this journey for. And that was your exactly. music, your stories. And I think that if you stay tapped into that, and you know what, these are our stories, our personal experiences, and we're going to keep delivering those and putting it into our words, you guys will always do well. Always do well.
Oh my Sorry. God. Gotcha. That is so kind of you to say, honestly. Like,
Kim, do you want my personal number? You can just give me a text
yes,
every
I can.
Monday morning to really build up my confidence. Yeah,
I can do that for you call. Anytime, Stuart. Anytime.
Absolutely.
With Kim every Monday night.
Well, you know what? You give me, I will send it back to you in a heartbeat. Not a problem.
Oh, that's so awesome. Oh, you're so great.
Not a problem. Well, as I said, it's been a really special journey for me, you know, because I started Boots and Hearts right from the very day they opened up the park. And, you know, when they're back over at the very first stage. And I was the veteran in the pack. So it was kind of cool, you know, to see you guys come up and see you perform. And then I wanted to get right back because I saw something really special with you guys. And I wanted to get that interview in. And I am so proud of you both. And you guys are just starting this journey. And, you know, this album really solidifies where you guys belong.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, thank you. We are very blessed to do it, and we hope that we continue to do it. We hope that this pandemic really just wraps up, and we can all get back to doing what we love. So thank you so much for making time and for making our day. This is the best interview we've had in a long time.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Now, let's remind everybody about Sophomore Slump. They have just released their brand new EP, The Reclaws. You guys have got to get this. Christmas is just around the corner. And you know what? What great stocking stuffers. They've got a lot of merch. And with this virtual tour, it starts out on November 23rd in Vancouver. And they do have a stop that are going to be here in Kitchener, which is pretty awesome. They're coming back to their hometown, so we're really excited about that. So,
yay!
And so you guys can purchase tickets. Tell everybody how they can do that. I know they can get it at scene.ca. And where else can they get the tickets?
So you can go to any of our socials. The reclaws.com is probably the best because you can kind of see everything there. But the link in our bio takes you right there. Twitter, everywhere. It's just everywhere. So you'll be able to find it at The Reclaws, anything, thereclaws.com.
So you're going to Vancouver, Edmonton, Calgary, Kitchener, Toronto, Ottawa, and Halifax on this 7-city tour. Everybody's going to be able to get special merch if they tune in. I think it's through scene.ca that they're able to do that, right?
Yes.
That's right. Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
So the fans can purchase the tickets and they have the special access to bundles of your merch, including your autographs, your CDs, and exclusive scene special menus that they can get. And they can bring a free buddy, I believe.
Yes,
they go
they
through
can.
Scene. Yep.
That's true. And all, I mean, we should probably say too, all of the proceeds from this go to Unison Benevolent Fund, which funds people that work in the music industry that have really had a hard time during this pandemic. Those are people that set up lights, they do sound, they set up stages, all those people that we lean on so much
God love
on
you.
A regular basis. So yeah, it all goes to them, and we're just doing it for that because we know in the long run we're going to need them a whole lot more.
Oh, you know, God love you, because you know what, everybody does forget what it takes to do this kind of tour. And, you know, the musicians that back you up, pretty important. So we're going to try to get a couple quick question answers, if we can, really quick before our time's up. Best moment so far?
Oh, my gosh. Everything. The Grey Cup was awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. If you could perform just one more time and play one more song, what would it be and where?
Wow. It'd be Long Live the Night at the Bud Stage Show on September 21st of 2019 that we literally dreamed of playing that stage for so many years and been to so many country concerts there. And finally we did it, and it was a packed house at like 7 p.m., which we'd never seen before. And I don't know, it was like, it felt like there was a higher power that had their hands on us that night for that show.
Pretty awesome.
Do that.
What song would you play if you had one more?
Probably Not Gonna Knot or Long Live the Night. Just something new. I just want to see the crowd react to Not Gonna Knot at some point.
Well, yes. I think that one's going to be good. What about you, Jenna?
I would say, Long Live the Night. Jeez. I mean, I'm excited to hear So Crazy It Just Might Work live. That's a new one on the record.
I love that one.
That one I just think is going to be very powerful once everyone starts to listen to it and hear it live.
It's going to move a lot of people.
Yes.
I am so excited for the two of you. I know our time is up.
Just wanted to mention your merch page is pretty cool. For the huge Reklaw fan, the sophomore jacket, the free ball cap is awesome, and the running shorts are cool. But you got sweatshirts, t-shirts, all kinds of stuff on your merch page on your website.
Yes,
so much. We're trying to expand that even more. But the jackets are new as of this week, so we're psyched that people can actually buy those now.
Awesome. With Christmas coming up, they got to get stuff.
Yeah. Pretty awesome. Yes. We want to thank the Reklaws for stopping by, Jenna and Stuart. Thank you so much. And we're going to continue to watch this special journey for the two of you. And this album's going to be killer.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
You guys are so great. Love your energy.
We really, really, really appreciate you coming by. But hopefully we can get you another time where we can sit back and talk about the whole journey.
Yes, we would love that. We need that.
That would be awesome.
Thanks for making time, you guys. You got it. You guys have a great tour.
You.
Stay safe.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You guys have some really, really special gifts that people can get if they sign up to scene.ca and all the proceeds that go out. So it's pretty awesome. Fans, you can purchase the tickets with access to special bundles, including merch, autograph posters, CDs, and exclusively for Scene members, there is a free buddy pass and a chance to be able to compete for prizes before the show. So really, really cool. So again, we just want to remind you that the Reklaws virtual sophomore slump tour starts on November 23rd in Vancouver. So seven cities, you want to check it out, and you can go to scene.ca to get that. So again, we want to thank the Reklaws for stopping by. Really, really special duo, country gold duo. I am so proud of these guys. So Stuart and Jenna, we just want to wish you guys a very safe tour, and thank you so much for stopping by Music's Journey, and just stay safe.
And you can also get all that information on their website, thereklaws.com. A great big thank you to the Reklaws for being with us today. You've been listening to Music's Journey on musicsjourney.com. Please like us on Facebook and share us on all your socials.
You also can get us on Deezer, Podchaser, Podcast Addicts, and you can reach us on Google Podcasts and Spotify.
On our upcoming podcast, we'll be chatting with Jason Blank, a special Christmas edition, Andy Kim, David Boyd James, Kim Mitchell, Sports, Manny Blue, and others. Our theme music is titled I Can Tell and is performed by the band Emergence. I'm John Marshall. On behalf of Kim Sear, thank you for listening to Music's Journey.